I used to be in a lot of groups and stuff when I was here in college, and, you know, some people are shy, and they don't really know how to, like, talk or make friends, or they're just nervous and scared, and so I always would try to make them feel comfortable and to want to be a part of the group and to get everybody else to kind of feel that way too. So that definitely has shaped me. I'm always a person who wants to go out with not just two people, definitely like five people or six people, and I always like to have people around. It's who I am. I love and I get all my energy from like having people around me. Yeah, so studying communications definitely makes you think about what you do and how you do it. So being around people definitely was something I always wanted to do. So I was part of student activities. I did Alpha Phi Omega. I did Communications Honor Society. Anything that I could really get my hands in, I was always a part of. And studying communications, you realize the kind of the kind of way you talk to people and the way people respond and how they're feeling. So you can really get a sense of a person just by kind of having like a small conversation with them. Like you can see if they're engaged or if they want to continue talking the moment you're like talking to them, because, you know, body language, you can see if they're to themselves or if they're open and they want to keep talking, they'll respond and, you know, they'll talk back. It's just like simple things that a lot of people don't like think about at first that could really give you a sense of somebody and if they're like outgoing or like introverted or extroverted. You can get that from like a simple conversation, I feel like, and that's often overlooked. And so communications definitely has opened me up to that, and also the way we communicate, how we communicate, where we're communicating. Is it over the internet? Is it on the phone? Is it in person? Like, it's all like interjoined that you really get like a good sense of it when you start to learn about it. I feel like being a Latina in the community, you have like, I don't know if I could talk for every Latina in the community, but I feel like you have like a sense of responsibility to kind of like represent yourself and to kind of like hold this like the standards, you know, like, I don't know, there's like stereotypes that, like, you know, Latinas are loud and they're aggressive and they have like power and the, you know, they gotta like they have the ability to bring people together. And I definitely feel like you can, like, I feel like I have power in my voice. I feel like I definitely have that sense of home friendliness because that was what I was raised as, like I said, in my experiences. So I feel like being Latina is definitely something that I identify with, and it's something that is a part of me, and I try to find those good things about being it and try to exemplify them in every way possible.